Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast today, clouds and sun, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, and some of those could be strong. We'll have a high near 84 degrees. Kenosha at this hour is at 74. It's 73 in Burlington. Milwaukee 77, 76 degrees in Racine. National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for all of southeast Wisconsin through this evening. Widespread rain of 1 to 2 inches is possible. The potential as well for heavier amounts, maybe 2 or more inches per hour. That could result in flash flooding, especially in urban areas.
This whole storm system moving through just has a bunch of moisture associated with it, and that's where we could see that threat for the heavier rain.
That's Steve Travis of AccuWeather. Earlier this morning, around 2 o'clock or so, we had some heavy rain that fell with thunderstorms rolling through the area. Lasted the better part of half an hour. It caused some temporary flooding. The sewers just couldn't keep up. And the storms also caused some scattered power outages, which affected traffic signals, some of those still being dealt with. Remember, stay clear of large areas of standing water, either as a pedestrian or a motorist. A couple of teenagers hurt earlier this morning in a Racine traffic mishap. This was around Marquette and Albert Streets that turned into a hit and run. It was just after 12:30 that police and paramedics were dispatched to a child on a bicycle struck by a car. The victim, around 14 years old, taken to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency, complaining of pain all over. During the response, a second reported victim, a 15-year-old, was located. Additional information not available at this point, except that the offending car was described as silver in color. City of Racine about to get a new affirmative action officer after a 3-month search, with the Affirmative Action Human Rights Commission not having to go very far in determining Rashonda Kenyon meets the criteria for that job.
I started off in the IT department, and I moved over to HR 8 years ago. I started in the HR clerk position, moved up to HR assistant, and then to benefits coordinator. So the last time the position came open, I didn't look at it because I'd been in the benefits coordinator position just since 2013. But now I feel like I'm ready for it.
Racine's Human Resources Officer Tim Tompkins noted the commission that the Affirmative Action Officer job needed somebody new in it, someone who would get the job done. Number of jobs, he said, have been filled of late, except for public health nurse. He attributed that simply to the hourly pay rate that's being offered by the city, which is compared to what's available in the private sector. In Kenosha, the Unified School Board's member, Rebecca Stevens, she is the one that made the motion to name the new sports stadium at Bradford High School after one-time board member Olin Arrington Jr. It was approved on a 3-2 vote, but it was against the naming committee's recommendation, and that set off a firestorm of controversy. Now, through his social media postings, Stevens is requesting the issue be reconsidered at the board's next meeting, acknowledging the controversy was caused by the vote, led to lots of constituent responses, plus the fact there were two of the board members who were not there, Mike Volkovsky and Dan Wade. Wade tells the Kenosha News that if Stevens had not done so, he would have moved for reconsideration. Stevens' Facebook page also suggesting perhaps a compromise. Olin Arrington Field at Mary D. Bradford Stadium. The rezoning application for a 2-story former warehouse building in Uptown Racine at 1325 14th Street, once owned by D.P. Wigley, is recommended for approval by the City Plan Commission. It would create a photo studio on the first floor and residential space on the second. It was applicant Danielle Bearwald telling the Plan Commission she's still working to buy the site.
Part of my offer to purchase on this property is the rezoning and then the site proposal plan. So that's the hurdles that we're jumping through in order to turn this property into a place that I can live, as well as my partner have his photography studio on the first floor. So that's the timetable here. I'm not the owner yet, but it is conditioned on this zoning change.
Work to restore the building, including new windows and HVAC, that could take up to a couple of years. The council expected to approve the recommendation without discussion. That would set up the need for a public hearing. And the work is already underway, but there was a ceremonial groundbreaking for the new DeBack Farms Business Park along I-94 in Caledonia, with the promise of a lot more to come. The park has already got its first tenant, Norco Manufacturing, putting up a new $8 million facility there to replace the current site in the town of Raymond. County Executive Jonathan Delagree von Hen saying that Racine County is committed to helping new development.
County is committed. We're putting $1 million for this park for development, to attract new development. We're committed, as Jerry said, to making this great, to making this corridor great. And hopefully over the next 4 or 5 years, you'll see huge, huge growth along this corridor.
Jerry is Jerry Franke of Wispark, which is the developer. He says the concept is a little unique for the area. It was not developed because of the extension of sewer and water service to the area, but rather part of a commitment made during the expansion of the Oak Creek Power Plant. It's a new and improved game plan for Kenosha County to help victims of sexual assault, and it was celebrated last night in a courtroom developed by the county's Sexual Assault Response Team, or SART. Members include Rebecca Rodriguez, who noted one change brings Gateway Technical College, UW-Parkside, and Carthage into the mix while including attention to juveniles.
Usually SARTs are for adult victims, and we collaborated with the Child Advocacy Center to include the pediatric victim also, and we included UW-Parkside, Carthage College, and Gateway, and that's unique to the SART process.
Last night's event including former Kenosha County Prosecutor Geraldine Dietz, who talked about herself being a sexual assault victim back in the 1980s at UW-Madison and how protocols then have changed dramatically to better help victims. He has served a quarter century as director of Kenosha's Frank Neighborhood Project. He's Pastor Bill Harris and is a little discouraged at so little progress being made toward improving the lives of children for that central city area, venting at a community forum last night hosted by the NAACP at Lincoln Park. It had been set up for discussing police and community relations, but it covered a variety of issues. Incoming Kenosha County DA Mike Gravely, also in attendance, suggesting maybe too many people have given up hope while blaming others for their problems.
The idea that I'm a felon, so I'll never get a job, or those people down in City Hall, they don't even respect me, or the police don't respect me. You can create a narrative that says it's hopeless, and that trying isn't really, that's just for suckers. And that's a narrative we must change.
Almost six dozen people in attendance at that forum in Lincoln Park, among them Police Chief Dan MacInnis and Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian. You heard earlier that the total value of Wisconsin and its property has gone up. Total value of all the taxable property in Racine and Kenosha counties rose as well this year. Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance noting Kenosha County's increase higher than the state's average of 3%, Racine County's growth rate falling behind just a little bit. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
According to the WisTax report, equalized value in Racine County rose 2% to $14.17 billion. In Kenosha County, the equalized value increased 5.6% to $13.92 billion. That puts Kenosha in the top 10 in the state, the report noting the county is within commuting distance of Chicago. Milwaukee County's equalized value increased 3%. WisTax notes the state's equalized value increased to just over $505 billion, but still has not reached the pre-recession peak recorded in 2008. It's estimated it will be 2017 before state property markets erase the effects of five consecutive years of value decline. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And somebody, not myself or Mike Clemens, is holding a $50,000 Powerball ticket that was purchased in Racine for the Wednesday night drawing. Ticket bought at the Pick and Save on Douglas Avenue in Racine. The ticket matching four of the five numbers plus the Powerball. Winner has 180 days in which to claim that prize. The next drawing, of course, tomorrow night. The estimated jackpot is $82 million. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.